Here's Jerry Reckitt. What do you got, Jerry?
Here's John Sterling.
Swung on and hit in the air. The deep center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's done it. Alex Rodriguez hits into Monument Park. He becomes the seventh player in Major League history to hit 600 home runs. He becomes the youngest player in Major League Baseball history to hit 600 home runs.
And it came in a Yankee win. John
and
Sterling.
By the way, hold on. Why is Susan Wallman moaning in ecstasy at the beginning of that call? Zip your lip, woman, and get back under the table.
Jeez. Play it Alex again. Has special balls.
Yeah, I know. Okay, play it again just at the beginning. And in the background, it's like a Susan Wallman porno. Listen to the moaning in ecstasy in the background at the very beginning. Go ahead, Jerry.
Swung on and hit in the air. Swung on and hit in the air. The deep center. It is high. It is far.
She goes, yeah. Oh. I haven't heard those since college.
Yeah,
you
know
what
I mean? Tell you something.
Yeah.
Well, only you're going to pick up on that.
Oh. Play it again.
Swung on and hit in the air. The deep center.
You got a yeah and an oh.
I didn't hear the oh at first.
You heard it now, there, didn't you?
Yeah, only Springy's going to hear that stuff and point
it out.
It's a Johnny Rocket.
I know when to go under the table.
Swish-a-licious.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Back to back in a belly to belly.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Goodness gracious.
Oh, did he bang that one? Oh,
would you sign my balls for me?
It makes me want to vomit in my mouth.
After 12 games and 51 plate appearances.
You have the Spanish broadcast call of it, by the way?
I don't. I believe they do
Eddie
inside.
Has it. Let me hear how the Spanish broadcast sounded with A-Roz. This would be in Spanish, by the way.
Do you have any oohs and ahs in there?
Se siento.
Yes.
600.
Se siento.
Se siento. Rodriguez.
Listo, Sean Marcos impulsa, le tira a Ale, levanta Fike, le va a lo profundo, hacia el jardín central, vuelve atrás, se va.
That's awesome.
Y se fue de cuadrangular. El 600 de Alex Rodriguez.
Pase.
It's like that Geico commercial where the guy's screaming over the guy's playing chess.
That is great.
Anders Kandor, right?
I don't know who does it, but great. Yeah. Awesome. Nice job.
A-Rod, the magic mark of 600, a two-run shot off Sean Markham in the first inning. The Yankees 5-1 win over the Blue Jays.
It really felt good, and it was a relief just to put it past me.
You guys know on a day-to-day basis, the Yankee media is pretty much a circus, right?
Yes.
Evident yesterday as apparently the Bombers decided to give out a credential to pretty much anyone who asked.
How many of the eight?
Of the eight what?
Your famous eight balls that have been counted from 1 to 600 didn't get to the fans. They went like into Monument Center, Monument Field.
What?
Who is that? Idea.
Well,
who's that, Jen Sturger? Who was that?
I don't know.
Obviously, I'm guessing that's not an English language broadcast.
Of course not.
And then what she's probably talking about is the first home run of your career, right, then the 100th, 200th, 300th, 400th, 500th, 600th. What would the eighth one be?
I have no idea.
I can't think of what the... What would the eighth one be? Because she's referencing eight big ones. We got seven of them, obviously, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe it was the eighth home run overall.
Maybe it was number eight. Could be.
And here she had a follow-up, and then they finally decided enough was enough.
There were many other balls that didn't get to the fans, or was just the only one when you connected the home runs?
Thank you.
He's being polite.
Okay, let's keep the party.
Basically go over and scrap the
ball. Well, I mean, they're being polite there. She's obviously...
It sounds like she's saying, well, the fan didn't get the ball.
Right.
What are you going to do with the ball?
Right. Now, the New York Yankees did announce yesterday, had a fan caught that ball, they were willing to offer that fan in return for the ball a private dinner with Alex Rodriguez and Cameron Diaz.
Oh, boy.
You would have loved it.
I would have
be that security guard.
Now I said that I would have traded for an autographed bat and jersey from every player on the Yankees, right?
And a half hour
and $100,000 and a half hour alone in a small room with one mattress. A blow up mattress is fine. We're just with me and A-Rod. But if you gave me a chance to have dinner with A-Rod and Cameron Diaz, And no other hanger-ons, just the three of us?
No Klingons, just you guys?
Like, I don't want Jason Zillow there, you know. Right. Oh, he's got to go after dessert. No.
You want to stay out all night. You want to party into the wee
hours
of the morning.
I might have said yes to that.
You want to head over to the cafeteria at 4 in the morning.
Whatever I got to do.
That's right, baby.
Meantime, Derek Jeter says 600 is nice, but Alex is just scratching the surface.
A lot of good things for him to come. He's got another 15 years on his deal anyway, so you never know how many he's going to
get. Oh, there's your first little chink in the armor right there.
Contract
talk.
Oh, no,
that's a little contract
talk. No, I was watching that live.
That's a little subliminal message right there from the Jeep.
He was joking.
The win for the Yankees coupled with the Rays losing to the Twins in 13.
Derek Jeter wants a 15-year contract.
Tied atop the AL East. In Atlanta, the Mets dressed up Al Dukes to appear like Ike Davis at first base last night.
Bouncy ball to the right side. Ike Davis bobbles it, kicks it, holds on to it, and everybody's safe.
That's like Lupus out in right field.
Just one of four errors the Mets committed last night in their 8-3 loss to the Braves. Manager Jerry Manuel's thoughts on the shoddy defense.
Yeah, it was bad.
But not all bad. Even though Mike Pelfrey stunk, and even though Jose Reyes and David Wright threw the ball all over the place, and even though the Mets scored just three runs, and even though they've fallen 7.5 out in the NL East, Manuel says,
there are some things that are happening, somewhat positive.
I'm just not sure what the positive things are.
Like, well, honestly, what's happening that's positive?
Nobody got hurt.
Angel Pagan.
Yeah, I mean, all year has been great. Right? I agree, but that's not a new positive, you know? Angel Pagan's been consistent from day one this year. Mm. Boy, that's just a beaten man. He's done. The Mets are done. Well, at least they didn't get any players at the trade deadline to change things here, you know? You got to give them that.
That's right.
Here is Wright.
We didn't really do anything, right?
And Reyes on his two throwing errors looking like Chuck Knoblauch.
I don't know what happened there, you know, so I made two errors, so I should make those plays.
Mike Pelfrey now winless in four straight decisions, hasn't won a game since June. Mets are off tonight, will be in Philadelphia tomorrow. The winning bid for the Texas Rangers, $593 million. The winners, Nolan Ryan's investment group, beat out Mark Cuban. More news on Brett Favre. Apparently wants to play if the ankle healthy enough. Should know next week when Favre sees Dr. James Andrews. But there is more. The Deadspin story saying Favre sent photos of his junk to Jen Sturger when he was with the Jets and she was running around with big breasts and a tight shirt around.
Yeah, and shame on Jen Sturger. We'll get into this more later this morning. Who came in here and said, I don't want to be known as just a big boob skank with nothing between my ears. I have a lot to offer and I'm going to be a serious journalist. Blah, 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 blah. Because even if he did send it, and I believe that he probably did, although I can't base on anything other than the Deadspin story. I mean, as soon as you call someone to out him in that regard.
Worse. Send emails. There's a trail.
No, I'm saying what Brett Favre did, he didn't cheat on his wife. So maybe he had a little fun sending his junk to the girl. Clearly, you could say you shouldn't be doing that. But she's, I think, worse off than he is in this because she's trying to make a career out of it.
I think this whole thing is bad on all sides around if, in fact, it's true.
If it's true.
If she's making it up and doesn't produce anything, then I think that sucks on her part.
And now she's going to be in a
But she wants to be taken seriously.
Well, she's in a position now where she has to produce it now, right? Now, and if I'm Versus and she's one of the four, I don't know how many, nine hosts in that show or Daily Douche, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, if I'm them and I'm her employer, I go, listen, you better produce those photos. You won't have any credibility with us, right?
Right.
And if you release them, you better release them on our show, too. So maybe someone actually watched that show. You never know.
Lastly,
it's too bad because she's a very attractive gal, you know?
Yeah, but
if you were single, you'd want to bang her in a minute.
You said that you appreciated her pre-surgery.
I liked her more pre-surgery.
No, post-surgery,
right. I don't know.
What was it? It was one of those things.
She has a phenomenal body. I remember saying that.
She had like 17 surgeries, right?
Yeah, she's obviously warped in the head. She's a fatal flaw. Now you're seeing what it is. You know, she's a jock sniffer. I mean, end of conversation.
Oh, you know? Come on.
What?
You know, that is like such a thing out of high school.
I mean, she is she not?
Look at the high school quarterback gets all the pretty girls.
No. I mean,
guys that don't
Boomer,
play sports and play in the
please,
band.
Please, I could have smashed her out in a minute if I wanted to.
Smashed anybody out.
Please, she was all over me.
No,
kidding
she
me?
Wasn't.
I could have had that five ways from
no
Sunday
way.
If I wanted to. She's trying to better her career. Start
so
with
she's
me.
She's sleep away to the top.
Number one radio host in New York. Start there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she'd send out terrible emails. Oh, it was so small, and it didn't even last more than like 5 minutes. Oh, what a waste of my time. I only went back 9 more times because I thought he could help my career and put me on the morning show.
You're one of those chumps, huh?
No, listen. I've made one woman very happy.
That's all that matters.
And that's all that matters. And clearly it works because I got 3 kids, and they're very handsome.